The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Both of you are in super amounts of denial.
And
No.
I'm going to tell you this. How about we let you make your case,
okay,
and then we take it to the text line, 51059. I feel, using my therapy words, that both Aaron and T-Hack are Disney adults. Facts.
Not at all.
Hey, would you go to Disney right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Can we? You're a Disney adult.
No.
Yes.
You have tickets? Can we go?
What's the difference? If you would go, why would you go as an adult?
Why would you not go?
It's
awesome.
It's fun.
What's fun about it?
First off, the pickles there, so good.
Okay.
I don't even, every time I go there, the first thing I do, pickle.
When people say things like this, I can't even think of another example, but it's like my son, we used to go like, what do you want to do for vacation? It's like, I want to go to Mexico. And you're like, oh my God, that's so great. I love the beach. I love the pool. I love the all-inclusive. Why do you want to go? The donuts and the bacon. Like, you're right. Drop five grand on an all-inclusive resort
donuts
and bacon.
I went to Brazil in November. Great. And you said, Aaron, get me some ham chips. And I came home with three bags
Fandangos.
Of weird,
they are
weird
so good.
Ham chips.
But ham chips?
They're, no, they're just presunto flavored.
Like a pork rind?
No, it's just, they're like
ham
a puffy.
Chips, bro.
They're so good. Don't say bro. If you're Brazilian and you know what fandangos are, or you have access to them, please text into 51059. They're just ham flavored, which just means they're salty. You guys, you don't understand. There's just, okay. That doesn't make me... I wouldn't book a trip to Brazil just for the fandangos. I wouldn't. I would for alvinos, but not for fandangos. But like, here's what I'm saying. I'm not so hung up on one thing that I would do the other thing. You're like, the pickles are dope. That's dumb. That's not a reason to go to Disney.
No, and roller
pay
coasters
$400.
Are
$400. If you like roller coasters, Elitch, right down there. Go to Cedar Point.
I would love to.
Mm. I've been to Cedar Point. It is good. But
all Iowans just go there. You guys are... if you're from
close.
The Midwest, you just go to Cedar Point. It's so stupid.
It's close.
Do you not like roller coasters?
Angry? Huh? No, I like roller coasters too. But like, Cedar Point's how much to get in? $60 or something?
How much is Disney
to get in?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You got comped last time.
Hundreds.
She did the sad eyes. It's hundreds and hundreds.
I just want the pickle. Please, sir. Let me in.
Tiak, admit, okay, so far what you've heard, if these guys would go at the drop of a hat, are they Disney adults? 51059. Yes or no? Tiak, say your stupid little statement.
I don't like the roller coasters. I like the shows at Disney. Because they're professional actors. They cast them. It's like a real, to be employed by Disney, do you know how talented you have to be?
I don't know. They do have like Marvel ones where Ant-Man and... just random people are fighting
each
other.
Yeah, there's Lion King shows. There's
Inside the park?
Inside the park, yeah.
The only shows I'm thinking of are
you guys are too busy waiting in line for the stupid roller coasters. You got to get in line for the
shows. You're doing the stupid thing that nobody wants to go to. Why would you go?
Front row, every time.
I bet, because you're a nerd.
I literally don't know what shows he's talking about. I could tell you exactly about the Star Wars rides and the Marvel rides, but shows,
what
no idea.
What about the Indiana Jones show? He does a show.
Mm. No one goes to that part of the park. You are such a dork. You're definitely a Disney adult.
It's Indiana Jones.
No, it's not. It's some guy pretending to be Indiana Jones.
But he's got to be good to be casted.
No, he does. Okay, so you're a dork. I need you to make a case for why you're not. What you went last year.
I went twice this year, yes.
Okay, great.
Twice.
So what? How does that make you not? What would you have to do to be more of a Disney adult than going twice? Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an adult?
Yes.
Oh, and you went to Disney twice. I don't know. Let's put
because
those two words together. Disney twice.
No.
Adult.
Because I am very fortunate and I was comped tickets, so I didn't have to pay for anything, really.
Okay. But you'd still go.
It would be, I don't think I would go as easily, no.
But
would I like a candle that smells like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Yes, I would.
Then you're a Disney adult.
That's where I think it starts crossing over. When you have the merch and you have stuff like that.
House things. Like, they have so many different wreaths and utensils for your kitchen. Like, so many things.
So
I
if
think
you don't
once
have
you
any mouse ears, you're not a Disney adult?
No, you can still have mouse ears and be not a Disney adult.
Because you have mouse ears.
Yes, I do. I don't wear them. I got
You're
them.
Suddenly into tattoos.
Yeah.
Would you get a Disney tattoo?
No, absolutely not.
You lie.
No.
You absolutely would.
No, I wouldn't.
Because I know people who have Disney tattoos. Then that's definitely a Disney adult, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you have like a themed wedding. I knew people who've had a Disney themed wedding.
But you would.
I don't think I would. No.
If anything, he would have a Muppets wedding.
Yeah. Now that I would. The Muppets have a show at Disney? Did you know
that?
Do
they really?
Yeah, it's right across from Pizza Planet.
No
way.
Or,
I mean, give or take. Who knows?
Okay. 51059. I'm not even going to include me in it because then people hate me.
Yeah.
And they're going to just go like, Slacker's wrong. Prove, like, you guys are. And it's okay to be.
I mean, it just has such a negative connotation. It's like we never grew up. It's like, I feel like we did grow up. We just also still enjoy going to Disney, seeing the shows.
You enjoyed the shows.
I thought we all did.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.